I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, my thoughts about the movie Precious. But first, November is Native American Heritage Month, a time to celebrate the history and culture of the first people of the continent. So we wanted to introduce you to a young musical artist who brings past and present together in her music. Jenna Mashoni is a Lumbee, Tuscarora Indian, and she joins us now from Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. This is great.
How did you get into singing? You obviously have a lovely voice, but did you always see yourself as a singer?
I did not. I actually started singing not until I was about 16 years old in church. I grew up singing, you know, in the shower and like by myself. I was very shy. I took piano lessons when I was 8 years old, so I was into music, but as far as my voice, I didn't discover it until I started really singing in church. And then my high school choir teacher just kind of thought that I had some talent and said, you know, you need to do something with that. At that time, I was thinking about becoming a doctor. And so I went to Davidson College, which is right outside Charlotte, and did the whole pre-med thing, but then I got a record deal. So I'm like, okay, well, let me try this first.
Oh, yeah, no big deal. Yeah, medical school record deal.
Let me think about this. I could always get back to school.
But you really didn't know that you had a voice until high school? Grandma. What happened?
Growing up, I was always a little bit different, and I wanted to fit in with everyone else. So I really didn't kind of focus on myself. I was more about wanting to be like someone else, being Native American and a different, you know, there's not many Native Americans, you know, growing up in Baltimore and then in Charlotte. I'm like one of very few. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, well, this sounds nice. And I just kept developing it. And I did the karaoke thing too.
So karaoke.
You know, you got to do that.
I guess we all have to go through that, right?
Yes, we have to go through the pain.
Were you aware, though, of your heritage growing up? Was it a big part of your life?
It was. You know, it was just kind of what I was, and I didn't think about it. I mean, I knew, okay, well, I'm Native, and not many people know about my culture. And, you know, kids would say, oh, well, do you live in a teepee? And what is, you know, weird, crazy things like that. But again, growing up, you wanted to be something else. And I had to get through that in order to, you know, accept, okay, well, I am Native, and this is who I am, and I should be proud of it. And so that's why I did my American Indian Story album. I wanted to do kind of a tribute to my heritage, just to honor who I was.
One of the things that I think people have appreciated about the album is that the way you combine traditional elements, but you make it sound fresh and contemporary. And I'm interested in how you arrived at that sound.
My music always kind of merged the traditional and the contemporary aspects of my music because, you know, a lot of Native Americans today, they live off the reservation and we call ourselves urban Indians. And it's just a term that I didn't coin it. I mean, I heard it and then I just started calling myself that. But more than 60% of Native Americans in this country live off the reservation. So it represents a lot of us who, you know, we know our culture and we have it and we go to the powwows and we perform, you know, we're in the ceremonies. We do all that, all those things with our people. But we also live, you know, day to day. We do things like everybody else, get our dry cleaning and go to the grocery store.
And just for the record, you don't live in a teepee.
And I don't live in a teepee. First of all, Lumbees lived in longhouses anyway. Yeah. We didn't have buffalo and you know, in North Carolina to get the hide would be a little bit difficult. But no, so that's my goal always, my music, is to have a little bit of those flavors. And it is hard because I don't want it to sound too much of either one. I mean, I definitely, with my music, I'm writing just because I want to write too. I'm not focusing so much on, okay, well, here's my heritage, but I always want to have a little bit of it always. In the end, music is music, and I want people to appreciate it because they love the music, not because I'm a certain color or anything else. So, well, but it is difficult to try to get those sounds and be able to meld it. But I love writing. So,
well, this year, for example, you won for best song at the 11th annual Native American Music Awards for your cover of 1964 song "A Change Is Gonna Come," and you were working with the Canadian guitarist Derek Miller on that. Let me just play a little bit of it so people can hear what we're talking about. Hear it.
It's been too 11, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the
That's a tough song to cover, Runner, because you know, just everybody knows it. What made you want to take that on?
Well,
obviously,
I had,
people appreciated it. So,
you know, I love Sam Cooke, and I love the soul. I love soul music. Plus, obviously, the whole idea of change and politically, you know, what went on in our country last year, and I just got inspired to do that song. I had just been out of the studio. I'd been in the studio for a year and a half, almost a year and a half, doing Newman Born. I was finished with it. I was exhausted. I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to sing anymore. And then the election with Obama and the whole, like, everyone just got alive and everyone was just excited about it. It's the first time I've seen the country kind of come together. And I knew I was performing at the American Indian Inaugural Ball. So I kind of grabbed Derek. And I said, we have to do this song. Please come down. I'm going to do the music video. He's like, okay. He just stopped everything. It was like after Christmas. We did it in 2 days. And I don't know. I just felt it was important to do. And I put it on the album. And it's the only song that I didn't write. I wish I'd written that song. It's an amazing song. But I just felt inspired.
We weren't born yet, so.
I know it's one of those things where, ugh, no one can sing it like he can. But, you know, I wanted to do my own.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Janna Mashoni. We're talking about her new album, New Moon Born, and her work with Native American youth and whatever else is on her mind. Well, let's talk about the rest of the album. Your okay. latest album, New Moon Born, as we mentioned, except for that song, you wrote every other piece on it. And
yes.
And it has a different feel, I think, than your two previous albums, which
it does.
It feels more pop, has less yes. of the, I would say, the traditional instruments and traditional sounds to it. Is yes. this, tell me about it. Why are you consciously moving in a different direction?
I guess for me, writing songs is just about writing songs. And as far as this album, it's definitely more of a mainstream album. So I kind of felt like it was kind of one of these introspective records that I wanted to just write about me. And I'm sure a lot of artists do that. We're totally selfish that way. But at the same time, I felt that the things I was writing about also related to what a lot of people go through. And I'll continue making records that are in honor of my culture. And, you know, I'll always have, but I'll always like to do something different. That's why this next record is going to be soul covers.
Do you have a name for it? Janna Does Soul?
I do have a name for it.
Is it a
sure,
secret?
It's called Take Me Back.
Oh, okay.
And it's just about, obviously, what it says, Take Me Back to that time. And Take Me Back is also a title of one of my songs that I wrote on Newman Born, but I felt that it was so apropos for an old kind of covers album. And so I thought, Take Me Back is kind of cool.
Careful now, you're talking about my era, so let's not talk about old.
Oh, stop! You sound like you're like 20.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. So do you have a favorite song on New Moon Born?
That changes every day, Michelle, because in my different moods as a female, you know, I get in my little moods. Sometimes I'm very melancholy and I want to hear something dark. And because there's some shade to the album, there's some definitely some light and some dark. Some days I want to hear Carousel, which is upbeat, you know, kind of a Tina Turner-esque crazy song that's just you want to dance to. And then some days there's a song called Lost in Lies, which is very it's a more moody song. So it's hard.
That's like
my babies.
I was going to say, those are your babies. And speaking of your babies, mm-hmm. you were saying you're a typical selfish artist. Well, you're not completely self-absorbed. You, as a very young artist, I would have to say, established the Janna's Kids Foundation, mm-hmm. Which you've had up and running really almost since the beginning of your career. What gave you the idea?
I have. Well, I was doing a lot of shows on reservations across the country, just kind of getting my feet wet for performing and then also just visiting and performing for my people. And so a lot of kids were coming and they were, inspired or inquired about, well, how did you get started? And so they started kind of asking me questions during my performance because I talk and in between songs and things. And so it kind of turned into this whole thing where I was speaking a lot. I'm like, well, it seems like the kids really want to hear what I have to say. And so I started kind of addressing issues from each community because some communities have issues with teen pregnancies, others with drugs, both, or, you know, with suicide. I mean, there's a lot of issues on reservations that need to be addressed. And so I felt it was important to talk about that. And so I kind of started the program, Janna's Kids. It's a motivational program. I speak to kids and perform. And the money that I get from the communities that pay me to come out there, I put back in my Janna's Kids fund. And I was able to give out my first scholarship because I give out scholarships In 2006. So I give out athletic, academic, and artistic scholarships to Native youth and Aboriginal youth in Canada. Wow. So it's you know, it's a little bit that I can give back. And I've given out 5 scholarships since 2006. And I just continue to raise money. So, you know, the money that I get from the performances, I'll give some of it back to put in the fund. And then I also accept donations. So it's, yeah, it's...
That's a lot of responsibility.
You know, a little something... Well, I mean, I think it's important for, because kids say, well, I don't have the money, I have to go get a job, and you know, I can't afford school, and school is expensive. But, you know, if you tell them, well, if you work hard in school, you can get scholarships, and let them know, well, you know, because it's not like I can't afford 4-year scholarships yet, but, you know, I can at least guide them to, well, here's other funds that you can look at, or here's other opportunities. And so at least I can be that conduit so they can not say, oh, you know, make excuses. So I think education is really important. And I could have quit college to pursue my music career, but I felt it was important to get my degree. And so it's important to me. Oh. I think it's...
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. So what's next for you? We're going to do soul covers, and yes, that's your foundation, and... You've got a Christmas album, which I hope we'll be telling people more about as we get closer to the Christmas season. So what else is on your plate? What else do you want to do?
Well, I just finished my first movie, and I've been working on this on and off for 3 years, and it's my first delving into acting. And, you know, these days you kind of have to do it all as an artist. You can't just have a nice voice and just be, you know, people are gonna love it. So you have to do it all. And it was fun. It's kind of like this campy horror movie. And I just finished it in Russia. So hopefully,
Well, will we be seeing it in the U.S.?
Yes, absolutely. No, it's going to be released definitely in the U.S. by probably spring of next year. So it's got CGIs. I mean, it's a crazy, funny movie about dinosaurs.
Can we know the name?
Oh, yeah. It's called Raptor Ranch.
Say it again. Raptor Ranch.
Raptor. Like Raptor. Like
Raptor.
Raptor.
Raptor Ranch.
Yeah, it's like, Ranch. It's like it's a funny movie.
Okay, we will look for it. Well, congratulations on everything you've done so far.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited.
What song should we go out on now that we've forced you to choose? We forced you to pick among your babies.
I think it'd be nice for this baby because she gets excited. Her name is Carousel, and this is a fun, upbeat song. I think it's good to have that. We need some upbeat, positive.
That's right. Jana Mashoni is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter, an 8-time Native American Music Awards winner. Her latest album is New Moon Born. And she was kind enough to join us from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jenna, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure.